This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our buddy Joe Starkey from Cookin' Joe every day, 10 to 2 here on The Fan, dug up some numbers.
Speaking of Boswell.
Yeah. So let's just talk special teams as a whole, and let's start with something simple, like, well, not taking dumb penalties on special teams. Steelers have taken more penalties on special teams than any other team in the league this year, and it's not even close. 25 accepted penalties against the Steelers on special teams. Next closest.
And that doesn't count the last one of the game the other day. They took right. Three all in one fell swoop.
Yeah.
And two of them
three
were
consecutive
accepted.
Plays. Yes. Thank you, Artie. Jacksonville's next. They're second in the league with 19. The return game has not gotten out of it what you would hope to have with a dedicated return man on punts, at least. And they're ranked 31st overall in special teams by Pro Football Focus. 28th in kick returns, the longest just 35 yards. Chris Boswell's missed more extra points this season than any other kicker in the league. His field goal percentage tied for last in the league. So, is this symptomatic of something, or is this
just... Yeah, Danny Smith always just escapes. Like, Danny Smith, you watch him, and it's like, all right, this guy should lose his job. All right, he should be fired.
Then and then bam, here comes a punt block.
Or AB returns one and jumps on the goalpost and humps it or whatever. Yeah. Like, that happens. Something real crazy happens. He's such an escape artist, Danny Smith is. They make a great play right when you think, or somebody has a 64-yard punt that's down at the 2 when
right.
They need it. And it's that. I think that's kind of marked his career here in Pittsburgh. And I really like Danny Smith. He's a fine guy.
Work that gum, Danny.
And he's a really good dude. He's a Pittsburgher. I mean, but they've got to get more done. And I throw the kick returns kind of out the window. Because
that's true. It's just not
but
meant
to. Every other stat that you read is really one that needs to get a lot better.
Barry's average, for that matter, you mentioned punts, is under 39 yards. It's 27th in the league. I mean, these are the kind of things, like I think a lot of us anticipate them going 2-2 down the stretch and still eking out the AFC North, because you look at the way the schedule stacks up for the Ravens, they may go 9-7. Okay, you can't lose a game to the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
The way you lose a game to the Raiders, or maybe the Bengals in the final week of the season, is something terrible happens on special teams.
Yeah, breakdown, right.
Conversely, the way you upset and surprise the Patriots next weekend or the Saints down in New Orleans in 2 weeks is a big splash play on special teams. I mean, it's a third of the game, and Mike Tomlin always repeats that over and over, but it is a third of the game where they are just no good this year.
And by the way, speaking of Mike Tomlin, you know how earlier we were talking, and I said, we were talking about the Browns job and the Packers job.
Yeah.
And which one, and don't think this is crazy, but which one is more appetizing?
Stop and think about it.
And I think the Browns job is more appetizing for
Agreed.
A number of factors than the Packers job. So I just tweeted, here's how Pittsburgh is thinking right now. This is Pittsburgh Twitter at its finest. This is so great. I love it. So I tweet out, I just make one tweet on this a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely take the Browns job over the Packers job right now.
Is this the first response you're talking?
Yes. I would definitely take the Browns job over the Packers job right now if I were a coach and both were offered to me. The first response is from a guy named Jeff Rome, and he tweets, maybe Tomlin could take one. I mean, that's where we are right now. That's Pittsburgh.
How about that?
There we go. Get that fella out of here because he stinks. He's not good enough. Oh, my gosh. That's where we are. But the special teams do need to get better. I'll tell you what, that is a pretty great response.
I love that the guy tweeted it like 13 seconds after he sent yours, too.
Although I could not disagree with him more. That's a very good response.
Boy, there are some idiots out there, aren't there?
Yeah.
I would take that Browns job over the Packers job.
Absolutely.
I mean, the more I think about it, and especially because Aaron Rodgers is not going to go out quietly.
No.
It's not going to be graceful.
He is going the Favre route all over again.
You know what, though? Everything happens very quickly now, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Right? The Steelers beat Carolina. They come back, beat Jacksonville. They're a Super Bowl contender. Now they're done because they lost two games in a row that they should have won. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know, a couple of months ago, if you had to win one game, which quarterback would you choose? Right? He's on the short list of those guys. And now, who wants him?
Life comes at you fast, Jim.
Well, that race car driver wants him.
Oh, Danica.
Yeah. They still...
She hasn't won much either, by the way.
Are they a thing?
I think so.
They were. Are they still together?
I believe so.
You've been reading the Leftover People magazines again.
I was before.
That's what he does when he stalks those guys with broken eggs that they don't look at.
I don't stalk anybody.
Or you follow them just to make sure they're okay.
I'm still worried about that guy. That guy's savage. We talked about yesterday on the show. Guy picked
check
up
your eggs.
Didn't even check them. He just walked right out of the store.
It was
one of the most horrid sights I've ever seen. It gave me such anxiety that the guy just took the eggs and walked right out of the store and didn't check if any were broken.
I don't have to pick up eggs. I do have to pick up some stuff today. I may actually just go to the egg section and just start randomly opening just to see.
How many are broken?
Yeah.
The success rate is, I'm telling you, I bet it's between 70 and 80% are good.
Yeah.
So between 20 and 30% have a cracked egg.
You pick up 10 cartons, one or two, I think, have a cracked
egg. I think two or three.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which that guy is taking a big risk.
You're rolling the dice.
Well, I remember working in a grocery store in the dairy department, and sometimes what you'd do is you'd go through and you'd rearrange the ones, and you'd have to clean up you'd consolidate the cartons, right, and take out, and then it would get kind of messy where there was one that was broken, but you had to kind of clean it up. So you got to watch out for those ones, too.
Keep an eye out.
That stick to the bottom.
Your word of caution from Jim Colony today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.